Welcome back. The stage is already set and is very hot this evening. Pastor Moses Alu proving, or should I say, sharing more light to something he had said earlier, years back, the teaching of the countdown, the gospel according to science. In case you missed any of the things that has been said in the past, let me just give you a brief of what Pastor Moses has said. The cart and the horses are not fulfilled in the fifth church age, rather, it is fulfilled in the dark ages. The invention of cars comes in the fulfillment of the fifth church age now, because this is Luther's age. Airplanes fulfills the sixth church age spiritually. So now we are moving to the seventh, and that was where we stopped Pastor Moses, telling him, take a glass of water, then come
you
back.
You were confused, that's why. Your head blew because you've not had this before. You are confused. You forced us to take a time out because you were beginning to have headache. But I am saying here, I say that the seventh church, known as the Laodicean church age,
yes, sir,
that what was typing it scientifically,
yes, sir,
in the automobile, mm-hmm, you see, we're not talking about dates.
Okay.
No, we're talking about types.
Not dates.
Not dates. No, mm, no, not dates. Mm. It is about types. Just as science was moving from stage to stage, mm, God was also moving from stage to stage. Mm. But each one you see scientifically was speaking of
something
what is
spiritual,
going on, spiritual, mm, God's agenda too, mm, in the same pattern. Mm. So all of a sudden, that by the time we moved from automobile, mm, now they now moved, they went to
airplanes.
Aeroplanes. Mm-hmm. Now, I have thought before,
yes, sir,
that it was the Pentecostal church age.
Yes, that fulfilled this airplane.
Yes.
Because this was when you were telling us
but
that.
But I said the now, gifts, the airplanes, mm, now get, because it is the next stage.
Yes, sir.
And if the first stage was Luther,
mm, which is the cars.
The cars.
Yes, sir.
Then certainly after cars were planes. Mm. So how do you relate plane with sanctification? Mm-hmm. Without holiness, no man will see
God.
Mm. So the only way for you to see God was to be free from the earthly things.
Woo.
And be more holy. Clean yourself from worldliness.
I see it now.
Now, when the plane leaps up from the earth, is it connected again in any way?
At all.
But we have gravity that can pull it down.
Mm, there's still a law holding
it. There is still a law that can bring it down.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. So, but it is a plane.
Yes, sir.
Now, and that takes place in the sixth church age under Wesley,
John Wesley
and other reformers, but Wesley leading at that time. But now, mm, take note.
Yes, sir.
That after the aeroplanes, suddenly in 1961, mm, if I get my dates correct, mm, the Russians, Soviet Union then, mm, they were able to go to the space. Mm. And they sent a man, the first astronaut, that broke through the gravity, mm, and went, orbited the earth. Mm. He orbited the earth, round the earth in 1961. He went beyond the gravitational pull of the earth. Oh, glory.
Oh, my. Amen.
He went beyond. Mm. And that was the period that Simon, the gifts, mm, were now restored.
So the gift, the restoration of the gift.
Now we could prophesy, mm, see vision, mm, hear the voice of God, mighty miracles, signs and wonders that can only take place if you are now having a union with the Holy Ghost.
Okay, hallelujah.
So now you defy the gravitational pull of the earth if a man be in Christ.
Mm, hallelujah.
Now,
the
now,
new creature.
Now you have beaten the law
of gravity
that will keep you ever. You, that's what we say, once you are saved, forever you are saved.
So, sir, what you are trying to say here, if I get you right, is, yes, that there's something more better than holiness.
Of course, you need,
okay,
you get closer to God so, mm, that you see the manifestation of the power.
Mm.
Now, when you are there, it is no longer, you cannot say, the life that I live is no longer I that live it, but
Christ.
Because in me. The power you use there now is no longer your power that can, you know, fighting to resist the gravitational pull. You know, when you are there, it is a law up there that is now keeping you. It's okay. Not the fuel. It's not the fuel you have anymore. It's a supernatural estate that you get. And that is why they will think that you are mad. How will somebody be there and be speaking in tongues, and then things are happening? You know, that was the restoration of the gifts through the man William Seymour and others that picked up after him. And it happens in the Laodicean church age. Now listen.
Yes, sir.
They only went round. You only went round. But later on, in this same church age, this took place in 1961.
Yes, sir.
But in 1969, then the Americans now decided to pick a man.
Glory.
And kept him in a planet up there.
He did not just go around. He kept him.
Now, do you understand? Now, he not just going around now.
Hey.
He was taken and placed there, which is going to be the last stage for the rapture.
In this
church age. So that after the Pentecost, the next thing that will take place in this age is the rapture. That's why we know that the rapture is set to take place.
Does this teaching, sir, answer the same teaching you've always taught?
You heard of Apollo 1, Apollo 2.
Yes, sir.
That is it. The astronauts now going there and staying there in the moon. Now, take note.
Yes, sir.
That even continuation of that, man is now, their greatest research now is how they can find a planet that they will live there, build tourism there, build hotel there.
Wonderful.
There'll be transport to take you from here and go there and stay there as long as you can afford it and come back. It's speaking of some activity that's about to take place, that Christ will come and take us in this age to put us there, to live there. And this project is even by competition. You see, they have moved from the moon to Mars.
Yes, sir.
And they are seeing traces of water. There was some form of life there, and they want to now see how possible it is, you know, for man to live there. They're now having a technology where they can create some form of water that can sustain there. And you see the competition is going on. China just launched their own.
Exactly.
Americans are there, are going. The Russians are going. The competition is there. America wants to make sure they are the first to get there. And there's one interesting thing I found out. There's a treaty between these world powers, China, Russia, America, and all the rest that are scrambling to go to the space.
Yes, sir.
That nobody is supposed, Apollo? I think Apollo went and hung their flag there. Now, they are now saying that no nation should go and colonize any planet. It is for us all.
My God.
Is he not speaking something?
My God.
Is he not speaking something?
Yes, sir.
Because when we get there, there will be no British, no Gentile, no Jew.
Woo!
We shall be one. No tribal, anything. when we'll be going up there will only be known as the bride. Therefore, no colonization of any planet, whether you go there before us or not. And I hope you know there is the International Space Station. People are living there.
My God.
They're doing research there. People go there, stay 6 months. Far beyond Earth gravitational atmosphere.
My God.
And they're living there.
Living with God.
It is testing, testing. For if man will achieve that, he's only speaking of the certainty of what the scripture says, that he's coming to take us, to take us home.
Hallelujah.
And if you notice,
yes, sir,
that from the cart,
yes, sir,
to the car,
cars,
to the
airplanes, the jets,
to the astronauts, and then
man stepping on the
moon,
placed on the moon,
in the moon there.
That's right.
You notice that it is from glory to glory, from glory to glory. That is what you see in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
2 Corinthians chapter
verse 3. 17 and verse 18.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, 17 and 18.
Yes.
Now, the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed
we
into
behold
the glory,
the
of,
glory
the Lord.
Of the Lord. What is happening to us?
Are
we
changed
are changed
into the same image.
Into the same
from glory to glory.
From what?
From glory to glory. Yes, sir.
From justification to sanctification.
Amen.
To baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And then perfection. And we are gone. From glory to glory.
Even as by
from
the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Sir, does this teaching now also tallies with what you taught in the parable of the growing seed of Mark 4?
That I've made reference to it, the gospel according to nature. I've made reference to it.
Why I mentioned that is because of the fulfilling of Laodicea having two projects.
That is
at
exactly
the same time.
What I, yeah, because you will notice that, let's read it again.
Yes,
Mark chapter 4 from verse 26.
Mark 4 from verse 26. It says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground,
yes,
and should sleep and rise.
When we say kingdom, we're talking about the church.
Yes,
it's talking about the ministry of redemption.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. Verse 28.
Yes.
For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
Of herself.
First, the blade.
Justification. Remember, it will die first.
Yes, sir.
Now it is springing forth.
Yes, sir.
Now, the first is what?
First, the blade.
That is justification.
Then
and
the
that
ear.
Is the car.
The car.
We're moving up. We're moving up.
Then the ear.
Then the ear.
Mm.
That is
the airplane.
The airplane. John Wesley.
After that, the full corn in the ear.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost. William Simon. The astronaut that is going around in the space. He's going around in the space. But he has not landed there yet. He will still have to come back.
But when the fruit is brought forth.
Another thing takes place. The fruit producing ministry is the fourth stage.
That is the one that lands, that is placed
it,
on the
no, it is, no, it is on when the fruit
it's is brought forth.
Brought
okay.
forth.
Okay.
That what happened?
Immediately he putteth forth the sickle.
That is when the rapture takes
because
place.
Because the harvest is come.
Because that is when the harvest takes place. From glory to glory. From the dead seed under the earth, growing through, in AD 325, you know, in the dark ages, from the 4th century, to the 15th century, dead there, but in the 15th century, there is the wine, there is
the oil,
the revival. What is that oil? What is that? Matthew chapter 25.
Matthew 25.
Yes.
Matthew
from
25,
verse 1.
From verse 1. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins,
yes,
which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom.
Uh-huh.
And the 5 of them were wise,
uh-huh,
and 5 were foolish.
Yes.
They that were foolish took their lamps.
They took their lamps.
And took no oil with them.
Uh-huh.
But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.
So there was a group of people that were there. Yes.
While the bridegroom tarried.
While he tarried, all of them, they did what?
They all slumbered and slept.
That is the dark ages. They were sleeping. Go
at,
on.
And at midnight, there was a cry made.
At midnight, that is where we see the third seal represented by that, this period represented by that black horse.
Midnight.
See, midnight. And what happened? What was it?
Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him.
That is the revival message.
And
come out of the dark ages.
Then all those virgins arose and
streamed that coming their land. Out was, you know, the car stage, the automobile beginning, sir. And which is the Lutheran age.
Yes, sir.
And then began the Reformation that God used men like that. Mm. That is why the beast that said, "Come and see," was the one in the Revelation chapter 4 that had the face of
a man,
which they all know it. And that midnight cry,
yes, sir.
Of Matthew 25 verse 6 began the revival, the movement from earth to glory. It is that shout in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 and verse 16. Now please read it from verse 13.
From verse 13.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 13.
Yes.
And it says, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him."
At the certainty of resurrection.
"For this we say unto you by the word of the
by
Lord.
By the word of the Lord.
That we which are alive and remain.
Yes.
Unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Yes.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout."
The coming of the Lord will start with what?
Descending with a shout.
With a shout. There are three stages there.
With the voice of the archangel.
That shout there,
yes, sir.
Is the midnight cry we read in Matthew 25 verse 6.
Mm.
What is it? It is that revival at the end of, towards the end of that scripture,
yes, sir.
In Revelation chapter 6. Of the third seal, verse 5 and verse 6.
It's a hot
the last statement
the
in verse 6.
Yes, sir. It says, the last statement is, "And see thou hot not the oil and the wine."
That is the revival that comes from that. That shout is a message.
Mm.
That shout is a move of God. That shout is a revelation.
Mm.
So that now began the Reformation. And he used the face of a man because that was the period he used men.
Mm.
But spearheaded by three major men he used. Luther, Wesley, according to church history, and William Simon. Then we have the perfecting ministry of the man William Marion Branham. That's what is confusing so many of us in the end time message. When you say that William Branham is a star messenger for the Laodicean church age and supposed to be the seventh church age, why are you bringing in William Simon again? I hope you understand now,
yes,
that
sir.
In the seventh church age, there are two monumental ministries that take place.
Ministries.
Just like we have in the book of Esther,
yes, sir.
We also have the Shah Ashgaz ministry and we have the Hege ministry. So this is why we try to balance up this. You see, this is trimming
of the lamp.
Because what did he say? When the bridegroom shouted in Matthew 25, verse 6.
The Bible says, all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps.
No, read it first.
Verse 6.
I'm trying to read something. Yeah,
and at midnight. There was a cry made.
Uh-huh.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
What is the shout?
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Behold, the bridegroom cometh.
Go ye out to meet him.
Go ye out to meet him. What happened?
And then all those virgins arose and
did
trimmed
what?
Their lamps.
And trimmed their lamps. And the trimming continues now.
Hallelujah.
If you say you have finished your own, you will remain where you trim rich.
So I wait.
Because the Lutherans trimmed and rich somewhere.
So I wait, sir.
I cannot wait. Wesleyans, they trimmed and rich somewhere. They could not go further.
Their holiness believers.
And now, message believers, Pentecostals, they have trimmed their lamp up to speaking in tongues. And mighty miracle signs and wonders, they refuse to move further. And they can't even see a sign why God takes the leader of that move away. And in this age, and as soon as the leader goes, they think that God ended with their leader. God cannot. And the interesting thing about God is that he will not talk to you. He will not be doing his thing because he owes no man explanation. If you're ready to move with him, you move. If you're not ready to move, you sabi. Now you sabi. As our parlance is here in broken English, Nigerian English. Let me just tell you this.
Yes, sir.
That the people that will be weeping and gnashing of teeth are the followers of the ministry of William Branham and the Pentecostals.
Mm.
Because it is in this last church age these two groups of people manifest.
True, sir.
Therefore, and they are the ones that are closest to going in the rapture.
Not even the holiness believers.
Which holiness? They have packed them since away in the how many hundred years ago?
Right.
Now, again, God took away William Branham in 1965. And a group of people are believing that he has finished all that. There's no scripture that proves that.
Hmm.
And the greatest deception among some of these followers of the ministry of William Branham is that they read the scripture and they willfully refuse to say what that scripture is saying. This is how they say it. In the days of the voice of the seventh angel, Revelation 10:7.
Yes, sir.
In case one of them may be listening
to it. It says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel,
yes,
when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of
now,
God.
Now, they don't read mystery. They say mysteries should be finished. And if you read it like that, then God will not talk again.
Hey.
You see it now?
Yes, sir.
And then I can show you where even William Branham himself, because when he makes, you know, when he speaks certain things, instead of you to bring it to the scripture so that you understand what he's saying, they hold it literally like that. I have received several times saying, what did the Bible say? The death of the seventh angel, when shall begin to say, all the mysteries should be finished. All the mysteries should be finished. Nothing like that in the Bible. So you have to understand that. Now, if you read it that way, and no matter how some of us pointed to them, say, it's mystery, oh, it's not mysteries. They will refuse to see it. Or if they see it, instead of admitting and lining up, they are the same thing that the Trinitarians can never see water baptism. Because they are preaching for so long, too proud to come back and say we are wrong. The same thing with these blind people following, some of them, you know, following. I was following too, but the difference with me is that I allowed the Holy Ghost to lead me.
Hallelujah.
And as you can see, the confidence I'm speaking is because we have caught the revelation.
Hallelujah.
By the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for.
Praise the Lord.
That is the song, the revival song that goes with the restoration ministry in this age.
Hallelujah. Wow.
And I'll go further to tell them.
Yes, sir.
There's a scripture in Matthew chapter 16.
Matthew chapter 16.
Yes.
Okay.
The first three verses, that is something the Lord Jesus writes.
Matthew 16 from verse 1. It says, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting him, desired him that he should show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather.
When it is evening, ye say
it will be fair weather.
Gospel according to nature. Go ahead.
For the sky is red. Verse 3. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today. For the sky is red and lowry. O ye hypocrites. Ye can discern the face of the sky.
You can discern the face of the sky, but can you
not? But can you not discern the signs of the time?
Can you not discern the sign of the time? That's all we're trying to prove to you. Can't you see that the end is close? That was what they were guilty of in Jerusalem. In Luke chapter 19.
Luke 19.
From verse 41 to 44.
Ha.
Read it confidently.
And when he was come near,
yes,
he beheld the city and wept over it.
He beheld Jerusalem and wept over it.
Saying, if thou hast known even thou,
at
least in this thy day, the things which belongeth unto thy peace.
If you have known the things in this thy day that belongeth unto thy peace.
But now they are hid from thine eyes.
They are now hidden from your eyes.
For the day shall come upon thee.
See the effect.
That thy enemy shall cast a trench about thee.
Thank you.
And compass thee around, and keep thee
on every side. Yes.
And shall lay thee even with the ground, and thy children within thee, and they shall not leave in thee one stone upon another.
Why?
Because thou knowest not the time of thy visitation.
And see the effect. See what they went through. In AD 70, you saw what they suffered.
Yes, sir.
They did not know the time of their visitation, but there were the signs for it, because Daniel gave the prophecy, told them what the Lord said, gave the time for them to calculate and know all that will take place when the Messiah will be on ground. He came with all the signs. John, what, are you the one to come or expect another? He was pointing them back to the scripture. He did, but they could not see, because the same thing they are guilty is the same thing. They were guilty of the same thing Christians are guilty of today. All, especially the Pentecost, because in this age, Laodicean Church age,
yes,
we have the Pentecostals and we have the end time message believers in this age.
Yes, sir.
These two groups of people, they are so busy with whatever else until scriptures fulfilling before their eyes, they are not able to see, because they have no more oil in their in their lamps. No more oil. No more oil. So nothing to trim. They are stagnated and become pillar of salt.
Hey. My God.
And so, what is the effect? There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth in this age, like it happened in Jerusalem.
Ha.
So you have to catch this very seriously.
Wow.
You know, there's a scripture. There's a scripture you just read. Something quickened to me.
Yes, sir.
That parable in Mark chapter 4. Read that verse 26 again.
Mark chapter 4, verse 26.
Yes.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground.
The next verse.
And should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He what knoweth not how.
He does not know how. Then it makes me now understand Acts. Go to Acts chapter 1, verse 6 and verse 7.
Acts chapter 1, verse 6 and 7.
They asked the Lord Jesus a question in verse 6.
It says, when they therefore were come together, they asked of
him. They asked of him, saying,
Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel?
What was his answer in verse 7?
And he said unto them, it is not for you to know the times.
Can you see?
It is not for you to know the times.
Don't worry, don't plant the seed. You know it not how. How it will happen.
Or the season.
It's not for you to know the time or the season. It's not, don't bother yourself.
Which the Father had put in his own power.
Because it is his agenda. So don't bother yourself. It's very, very important.
Listen. Yes, sir.
I know why you want to ask me.
No, it's not important.
Go to Daniel chapter 12. All this, these people, they like to ask a question, you know.
Verse 4.
Yes.
Daniel chapter 12, verse 4.
Yes.
But thou, O Daniel.
Shut
up the words and seal the book. Even to the time of the end.
Okay, that is why he said, don't bother yourself on how it will happen. But when he comes to that, he said, just close it until when?
To the end.
To the time of the end. Yes.
Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased.
Go to verse 8, 9, and 10.
Verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things?
You need glasses.
No, I don't. Okay.
You see, once it comes to the scripture, I know that one word, change of one word can change the whole meaning and mislead you. That's why I tell you, read what you see there. So that's why when I read, I take my time to make sure what is written is what you say, so that you catch the real picture. That is why Satan has brought all manner of versions of the Bible. They know what they want to achieve. But you add or you subtract, you are finished with the word of God, because it is the adding and subtracting that landed Christ on the cross on Calvary with that gruesome death to reconcile us. Knowing that, I follow it. If you mean, I say, no, go back and read it again. So, sir, read again.
Verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not.
Yes.
Then said I, O my Lord, What shall be the end of these things?
What shall be the end of these things? Hear what he said.
And he said, go thy way, Daniel. For the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified.
Till the time of the end, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Till the time of the end. Are we not in the end now?
That's where we are, sir.
So God preserve it. Even told the disciples, it's not your business to know when. But it was Daniel. That wait till the time of the end. Read on.
Many shall be purified.
Many shall be purified.
And made white.
Yes.
And tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked
this
shall understand.
These many are the children of God. This, remember that the revelation that is given to Daniel is a revelation concerning his people.
That's true, sir.
So when he said many
shall be purified,
is fulfilled. In Revelation chapter 7, the multitude you see there, dressed in white. Okay, let's read on. Go on, finish that scripture.
Many shall be purified and made white and tried. But the wicked shall do wickedly. And none of the wicked shall understand.
None of these wicked, when they say wicked, it's not Boko Haram. Anybody that turns down the word of God, God looks at you as a wicked person. You are classified under the wicked. And they shall not be well with the wicked. What happened? Finish that statement.
But the wise shall understand.
But the wise shall understand. What is the identification of the wise? You know what?
Yes, sir.
It is even God that makes them wise.
It's not their effort.
It's not. It's God.
Wow.
For he showeth mercy on whom he will show mercy.
True scripture.
So you see it in 1 Chronicles chapter 12.
1 Chronicles chapter 12.
There is a tribe in Israel, verse 32.
1 Chronicles 12. Verse 32.
Take note of it.
And of the children of Issachar,
yes,
which were men that had understanding of the times.
Issachar is one of the tribes of Israel.
Yes, sir.
Now, he chose one tribe on his own and decided the tribe of Levi, you will not have inheritance of the land. You are only to be in the temple, walk in the temple as priests.
Yes, sir.
His sovereignty. Then, so that the people will have wise men among them. For even in the church, there is the gift of the word of wisdom. He chooses who he gives. Now, so also in the tribe, they are, finish it.
And of the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do, the head of them were 200 and all their brethren were at their commandment.
Because of revelation. They were so wise. If you wanted to know, come, what is happening? You go to them. Especially, remember that the grace they have, I want you to note, the grace they have is different from the grace of a prophet.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Now, a prophet only receives, thus said the Lord, when God wants to talk to his people. But concerning your day-to-day life and living and things like that, he gave it to the Issachar.
My God.
Just like we have, among the fivefold ministry, we have prophets.
Yes, sir.
To inquire of the Lord. But there is also the gift of the word of wisdom. Okay, so I want you to understand. And when the prophet does not, may not be able to operate that gift. So so that you will understand why I am bringing this. And Daniel is a type of the bride of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Because the bride of Jesus Christ, the Israel, they were in captivity under a prophecy, a divine agenda. By a prophet, by God himself, through prophet Jeremiah, that they would be in captivity for whatever reason they committed, refusing to bring, just disobedience to God,
that's
among
right.
other things, including refusing to allow the land rest. 70 years. In Daniel chapter 9, read it,
yes,
verse 1.
Chapter 9, verse 1. It says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, and of the seed of Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number.
Go ahead.
The number of years wherefore the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the
prophet.
They
were, all the children of Israel, they were in captivity. They had stayed there for so long until they forget that Babylon is not their home. They are only passing through. The same type of Christians today. Look at what is so much in their head. Prosperity, 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 prosperity. They were already settled in Babylon. But there was a Daniel.
Hallelujah.
Suddenly, he too was not studying it until that awareness suddenly came upon him. It's God ordained. It's God inspired, because that was the time.
Amen.
When God is about to start to move, to pull, when he was about to pull his people out of the dark ages, the same person that was part of those promoting that system before, Luther, suddenly, you know,
woke up
by the spirit of revelation. And he led the people at the same type of Daniel. He understood. And according to history, by the time he understood by studying, were those books not with him before?
True. Everything.
Was this Bible not with you before? Did you know about Godhead? Did you know about these seals and all this? Did you know about all this? Is it not suddenly? But they were there. Did you look at it before?
At all.
God suddenly raised up a man, William Branham, and brought all these things that had been there for us to read, but we didn't read it. It didn't make any sense to us. God used him to make what Clarence Lactance wrote, to make what other people wrote. You know, he didn't bring anything new. It was not a fresh revelation.
You told us so, sir.
It's not, I didn't tell you so. Didn't you confirm? Anything I tell you, go and confirm. Don't accept it, anything, because I have told you. No. Go and call anything I say. Bring one revelation that you think William Branham brought that nobody had preached it before. Just let me know, and I will tell you who preached it before William Branham. But they were there, nobody knew, until it was time to quicken those revelations. And God raised him up. Raised a Daniel, and he began to study and discover that it was remaining
2 years.
Two more years. They had spent 68 years. Remaining 2 more years. Is it not the same Daniel anointing now, the Issachar anointing now, that made us in this last age now to understand Hosea chapter 6 and verse 2?
That's right.
Read it for
Hosea
them.
Hosea 6 verse 2.
From verse 1.
Come, let us return unto the Lord.
Return.
For he hath torn and he will heal us.
Return, it means you have gone away.
Yes, sir.
What happened to them? He has torn. When did he tear them? In AD 70, where he was weeping over the city of Jerusalem, in Luke 19. It came to pass in AD 70. He has torn them.
And he will heal us.
He will heal. Because it's not forever.
Hallelujah. He has smitten and he will bind us.
He is the one that smite all of them. But he will bind them. Prophecy says so. So many prophecies of that action. Yes.
After 2 days, will he revive us? After 2 days.
Okay. Now.
Will he revive us?
Now, Daniel suddenly found out that, after 2 days, the gospel will leave the Gentiles.
Woo.
After 2 days.
Two days, literal days?
2,000 years. It's a prophetic day. And they're already getting ready as the Gentile days are rounding up, as we are getting prepared to go home, because the rapture will strike, then the gospel will come back to Israel. So before the 2,000 years is completed, we are gone.
Before it is completed?
Before it is completed, we are gone by that divine agenda. And only Daniel knew it, because there is something special about the bride.
Hallelujah.
It is revelation. It's not miracle, signs, and wonders. He gave gifts to other children, Abraham. But to Isaac, the child of promise, he gave all.
Sorry, sir. It means this quote. You gave a quote while we were on, before we came on set. Somebody sent something and you read it. You said when prayer becomes your habit.
Somebody said so.
Yes. Yes. Miracles become your lifestyle.
When somebody put somewhere.
Yes, sir.
He said when prayer
becomes your habit.
Your habit.
Miracles
become your lifestyle. I said no. I disagree with that quote.
And then you said
yes.
When the word of God dwells in you
richly.
Miracles become your lifestyle. Okay?
Because there is power in the word.
Mm.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
Amen.
And among the weapons that gives you victory, put on the whole armor of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Mm. The last one is the sword of the Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Which is what?
The word of God.
Where is your victory? It's in the word.
Mm.
When Satan came to tempt Jesus, did he use anointing?
Spoke in tongues.
Did he speak in tongues? It is written. He was loaded with the word.
Mm.
You want to stay away from sin.
Mm.
Eh?
Mm.
Thy word.
Here,
what did he say? What did he say in verse 9?
That's right.
Psalm 119. Verse 9. Yes.
And verse 9.
Yes.
He said, wherewith thou shall a young man cleanse his way?
What will you do to cleanse your way?
By taking heed thereto according to thy word.
According to the word of God. And verse 11.
Thy word have I hid in my heart.
Is it the prayer? Is it prayer you hid in your heart? That what?
That I might not sin against thee.
Okay. So, what gets you free from sin? Is the amount of word that is in you. What is the seed that God waters and anoints? Is the incorruptible seed of the word of God.
Hallelujah.
What converts a man is the word of God.
Amen.
Those who are born, not by the will of man, not by the will of the flesh, but by the will of God.
Hallelujah.
We are born again, Peter said, by the incorruptible seed of God's word.
Mm.
So load yourself with the word of God. Mm. You are an atomic bomb before the enemy.
Ooh.
And when you speak the word of God,
Psalm 103, verse 20. Oh my. Bless the Lord, ye his angels.
Yes.
That excel in strength.
Yes.
That do his commandments.
Eh?
That do his commandments.
Doing what?
Hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Okay, now. When you speak the word of God, glory be to
God. Amen.
Angels move because it is not you speaking, it's God speaking. So, what is the bullet that is in that AK-43 called Moses Alu? It's the word of God.
Hallelujah.
When I release it, something must happen.
Mm.
What did he tell them in Mount Transfiguration?
Mm.
This is my beloved son.
In whom I am well pleased.
Yeah, he told every situation, every human being, hear ye him. Because when he speaks, God has spoken.
Mm.
So there are people that are praying and they are just making empty noise.
Hey.
There are people that are praying and just disturbing the environment. And that's why they stay for 21 days on the mountain. When they come, headache cannot go. So which miracle? They pray for hours every day. And they come, which miracle? But you wake Samson. Oh, glory be to God. When the seven locks are there. Seven course meal is still upon you. Total the word of God in totality is inside of you.
Mm.
Shake his head a little bit. And then all the Philistines are gone.
Mm. Hallelujah.
But shake the word of God.
Mm.
And he's as nothing. Talk, make a noise there now. Make a noise. Nothing. Because no power anymore.
Wow.
That's why I say Samson is a type of the church. And that's why the church is powerless.
Mm.
And because they are powerless, pastors are now saying that you should carry gun and shoot any high man that I see you. And then instigating people against the government.
Mm.
Where you can kneel down in your room.
Glory.
Oh,
hallelujah.
And shake the nation.
Hallelujah.
and cause revival everywhere. Mm. No more power, but they pray. After prayer, the prostitute is going back to the prostitution.
Hmm.
After prayer, so that statement is wrong.
Hmm.
Whoever put that statement, where I saw it in somebody's something, WhatsApp or something. I said, oh, this looks good, but it's wrong, false.
Hmm.
Read what the person wrote again.
It says, when prayer becomes your habit, miracles become your lifestyle.
And what did I say?
Pastor Moses, encountering it, said, when the word of God dwells richly in you, miracles becomes your lifestyle.
A lifestyle!
Hallelujah.
Now, let me go back to what I was saying.
Fire altar.
Because the uniqueness of Daniel, Daniel is a type. Maybe he's from the Issachar family. Maybe.
That's right.
Maybe he was from the Issachar family. Mm. Because only them had this ability that we see that Daniel exhibited in Daniel chapter 5.
Mm, Daniel chapter 5.
What's the name of that king again?
Belshazzar,
the son of Nebuchadnezzar.
Took over from
his father. Now was toying and making, desecrating the vessels of the Lord.
That's right.
Of worshiping his God and making merriment. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, there was a handwriting on the wall.
Mm, the finger of a man.
And go to verse 13.
Verse 13. Then was Daniel brought in before the king.
Yes.
And the king spake and said unto Daniel, Art thou that Daniel?
Read it up to verse 17.
Which are of the children of the captives of Judah.
Yes.
Whom the king, my father, brought out of Jewry. I have even heard of thee that the spirit of the gods is in thee. And that light and understanding and excellent wisdom is found in thee.
But this is only in the Issachar. Maybe it's from the tribe of Issachar. Go ahead.
And now the wise men and the astrologers.
And this is only among the bride.
Hmm.
You know, this young man, Ebuka, who was facing me a question and answer on Monday, just before we came on set, he asked me a question. He said, sir, you sit down with so much ease and you tell the whole world, ask a question. He said, ask a question. And you are not afraid. You answer with so much ease. He said, what is the secret? And I told him, it is the bride's anointing. That separates us from the concubines. It is the same anointing that was in the Issachar brethren.
Amen.
The sons of the Issachar. And Amen. Was on Daniel.
Amen.
And the same anointing must be on us now. It came on Daniel. As Daniel began to use that grace. As it was time for them to leave Babylon. And go back home. When it was remaining
Two years.
The same anointing is a timely anointing. That's what I want you to know. And anybody who says he's an end time message preacher and cannot stand and face question the way I am doing and more than what I am even doing, you are not yet with that anointing.
I agree with you, sir, because it took a while before your teaching started changing.
Now, do you know why it started changing?
Yes, sir.
May God help all of us.
Amen.
You see, it started changing, not because God blinded me. It was because I refused to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. I positioned myself with a complex that there are people I should follow. And that whatever they say, since they are highly venerated, since they were before me, they should know more than me. But when a certain question came up, That quickened me.
This can help somebody.
A certain question came up that quickened me. Now that is between me and God. A certain question came up made me to review all I have stood for to make sure that whatever I believe must line up with the scripture. If not, I am already denominated. And when that came up, I began to come back again to the Bible. And once you make a U-turn from your denominational spirit and face the Holy Ghost, then he will continue with you. Mm. If you refuse to come to him, he will not show you anything. Mm. And since I made that decision, prayerfully, before I carry my Bible to read, I pray.
Holy Ghost.
Lord, grant me understanding. And I sit down, and he began to bring back these same topics. For instance.
Yes, sir.
For instance.
Yes, sir.
What is it that makes William Branham a prophet? Mm. Which prophecy did he give? Mm. That will make him a dispensational prophet. I mean dispensational prophet. Mm. Which prophecy did he give? No prophecy. Mm. There is no one single prophecy that will make him dispensational prophet. Because
what about the seven visions?
No, no, no. See, with all due respect to you, all of you, the followers of the ministry, yes, I am also.
Yes, sir.
But I'm telling the understanding. Mm. There are personal experiences he had. He had the seven visions in 1933, mm. according to him. Mm. He only told us about them when they were all already fulfilled in 1950 or 51.
Yes, sir, 1950.
So what are you saying now? So is that what? So he gives his as a testimony. Then you say, oh, he's a dispensation. No, I mean, we have people also giving testimonies like that now. Hmm. You know. So we have people, you say, he gave a prophecy that a woman will rule America.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that she'll be wearing purple. Wearing purple. Perfect. That is prophecy. Hmm. Perfect. Now, Kamala Harris has... On her inauguration, they wore purple. So we want to believe that that may be what William Branham saw. Mm. Now, but watch it now. How is it a dispensational prophecy? Because there are people all over the world that are seeing T.B. Joshua will see things that will happen. Mm. You know,
yes, sir.
That shakes the world and it comes to pass. Mm. Mm. Will he then be a dispensational prophet? No.
Yes, sir.
The ministry, his ministry, is not prophecy of, God said the Lord, rain will fall, rain will not fall, Elijah will close this one, and this one. No! He's a prophet in the order of John the Baptist. Hmm. And John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, said he was more than a prophet.
Hallelujah.
William Branham is more than a prophet.
Hallelujah.
In the order of John the Baptist. Why? He brought us to the word.
Hmm. Hmm. Amen.
John the Baptist pointed us to Christ.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
And for that alone, he is more than Elijah, Elisha.
Hey.
Because Elijah, Elisha saw it only in the spirit. Hmm. But he saw it physical. Hmm. He had that grace to see the Creator of the heavens and the earth in the flesh. Emmanuel.
Ooh. Glory.
Not in the spirit, not prophecy.
Glory.
Real. Mm. There are, and this is the prophecy now. This is the prophecy. Thus said the Lord now. Mm. Behold.
The Lamb of God.
Mm. That taketh away this. And when he finished, God took him away. Mm. And William Branham also came. Come back to the Bible. Bring all those loose ends that you denominated. Mm. And give them a full course for a believer in this age for perfection. Mm-hmm. And when he delivered it, God took him away.
Woo.
He's more than a prophet,
amen.
Brethren.
Amen.
People who hate him, they hate what I'm saying. Mm. But I'm not a preacher, William Branham.
Exactly.
For my eyes of understanding,
he has opened up at last.
And through victory is ours.
We are chained down.
Victory from error.
Mm.
Who we are chained down. Chain down to brah brah and say.
Prophecy.
Okay now. True jubilee.
Woo!
And sound of freedom.
Amen.
And we have
responded
to our God. It's the original life.
Mm, not to the man, to our God.
So you have to catch it. So you were reading from verse 13.
Daniel verse 5.
Yes.
It says, then was Daniel brought in before the king.
Yes.
And the king spake and said unto Daniel, art thou that Daniel, which are of the tribe of the captives of Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of Jewry?
Now, maybe that. Now we.
Verse 14. I have even heard of thee.
They are hearing of us. Mm. They watch us on television.
That the spirit of the gods is indeed.
It is in us. That's the bright anointing.
And that light and understanding and excellent wisdom.
That's why we understand the Bible.
Woo!
Yes.
And now the wise men, the astrologers, have been brought in before me that they should read this writing.
Uh-huh.
And make known unto me the interpretation thereof.
Uh-huh.
But they could not show the interpretation of this thing.
Why? Because they are there everywhere. The Babalawans that have become prophets. The astrologers. All they know is come to church from Monday to night is healing, deliver. Oh, people fall down. Oh, stand up. Mm. And they know nothing beyond that. When the sign of the end is all around them, all the confusion that is going on everywhere, what are they preaching? Prosperity, it is well. Deliverance, healing. The riches of the shall be our own. And meanwhile, destruction is coming upon Jerusalem. And Jeremiah will say, Lord, so you have deceived these people. You say that they are prophesying all is well. Meanwhile, destruction is coming. They can never have the true revelation of the signs of the time. Verse 16.
And I have heard of thee, that thou canst make interpretation and dissolve doubts. Now, if thou can read this writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with scarlet and have a chain of gold about thy neck.
Again, please read it.
Hey.
It's not for Daniel.
Yes, sir.
It's for the bride.
Mm.
See the effect.
And
go on.
He said, and I have heard of thee, that thou can make interpretations and dissolve doubts. And now, if thou can read the writing,
Let me. Can I just repeat for emphasis?
Yes, sir.
And I have heard of thee. The most popular channel to hear the word of God is Bright Television.
Amen.
That thou can make interpretations of his word.
And dissolve doubts.
And dissolve doubt. What is the three persons in one God? Is dissolved. What is baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost? It is dissolved. What is this? It is dissolved.
Hallelujah.
What is that? It is dissolved. Now, if thou can read the writing and make known to me the interpretation thereof, thou shalt be clothed with what?
Scarlet.
Scarlet.
And have a chain of gold about thy neck. And shall be the third ruler in the kingdom.
Is that not what Christ promised us in Revelation chapter 3?
Woo!
Read it.
Revelation chapter 3, verse 21.
Now, verse 21. What did he say there?
And to him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am sat down with my Father in his throne.
Is that not what Belshazzar is promising Daniel? If he can give the interpretation.
Yes, sir.
Now, finish reading verse 17 of Daniel chapter 5.
Then Daniel answered and said before the king,
yes,
let thy gift be to thyself.
I beg, we are not doing this so that you give us offering. We are not doing this to get anything in the world here. We are not doing this. Do you see us selling anointing oil? Do you see us selling a handkerchief? Do you see us duping people with do this, do that, do this? That's not why we're in the ministry.
And give thy reward to another.
God, give a reward to these blind people who are not ready to go to heaven and just seeking what they will eat here. Yes?
Yet I will read the writing unto the king and make known to him the interpretation.
We will tell you the truth. We will tell you the truth. And he told him the truth that what you saw, many
tekel
upper sin. Your kingdom has been weighed and found wanting. Is that not what Rapture Watch is all about?
Telling
the whole world to get ready. Brethren, what I'm trying to bring down.
Yes, sir.
The title is Countdown.
Countdown, yes, sir.
Now, this countdown is derived from the day that rocket that took man from Earth to the moon.
The moon.
Yes. They started counting for the rocket to shoot out. You know, it goes with a lot of fire,
a lot of
power,
yes,
to be able to make it shoot through the Earth atmosphere. And then when it gets to that level, it's on its own. Now, they count from 10 to zero.
Zero, yes, sir.
As before they will press the button. Boah. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. When they want to start a race, yes, an athletic race, mm-hmm, ready? 3, 2, 1. Man counts from up
down
because they are earthbound. But God counts from 1 to 7. That's why you will see Revelation chapter 1.
Okay.
You will see Revelation chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
I believe it's Revelation chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Verse 4.
Verse 4.
Yes.
And it says, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia.
Yes.
Grace be unto you.
How many churches?
Seven churches.
Uh-huh.
Which are in Asia.
Yes.
Grace be unto you and peace.
Uh-huh.
From him which is.
Yes.
And which was.
Yes.
And which is to come.
Uh-huh.
And from the seven spirits which are before his throne.
Seven churches. Seven spirits. Go to verse 20.
The mystery of the seven stars. Which
we have again. Seven stars.
Which thou sawest in my right hand.
Uh-huh.
And the seven golden candlesticks.
Seven golden candlesticks.
The seven stars are the seven angels of
whatever
the seven churches.
Whatever it is, you see that number there. Seven.
Constantly repeated. That's right.
Seven. And one very serious sign that God gave us in this ministry and broadcast worldwide through the Bright Television,
yes, sir,
was a woman that was pregnant for 7 years.
That's true, sir.
You remember the story?
I remember.
A woman
pregnant for 7 years.
Was pregnant for 7 years.
Exactly.
And when it was time for her to be delivered, seven men responsible for keeping her in that condition, they died, according to her testimony.
That's right.
And it was after 7 years that
she gave birth to the child.
She gave birth to the child. And she gave birth in the
seventh month
of the year.
Seventh day.
On the seventh day, rather.
Yes, sir.
Seventh day of the seventh month.
Yes, sir.
Seventh day of the seventh month. And the day the babies were to be dedicated,
she was
the seventh baby to be dedicated on that day.
Praise the Lord! We want to thank God. We don't know where to start the Thanksgiving because it is a mystery. It is a miracle. This baby we carry in our hands here today began a journey 7 years ago. You might believe it, you might not believe it, but there are proofs. She was conceived immediately we married. This baby came out 7 days to our marriage anniversary.
Jesus. 777.
Daddy, even here, she was the seventh baby.
Even here again, she was the seventh baby. Put your hands together now. Hey!
And by the time the pregnancy began to develop, but before, the last part, Daddy, is that before we confirmed again that the baby had started developing and that they could see the baby, certain things started happening. First of all, somebody died. Then another person died. Number two. Then somebody died. Number three. Then somebody died. Number four. Then somebody died.
Number five.
Then somebody died.
Number six.
Then somebody died. Number 7.
Number 7. It's a mighty one in battle.
My God.
I am more spiritual than to think that is coincidence. Mm. It was a message to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Mm.
It was a message.
Amen.
To the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We'll take a break.
Okay, we'll go on a short break. And when we come back, our daddy, Pastor Moses Alu, will continue to open our eyes of understanding with what the Lord has shown him. We'll be right back.